opening of Parliament today by the President will not be accompanied with a lot of activities on the floor of the House, for the simple reason that traditionally the state opening of Parliament limits the speeches to only be done by the Speaker and the President. So basically the Speaker will invite the President to address the House, and then the President, through the House, will address the whole nation and touch on a policy statement whereby it is expected he's going to set the agenda for his government on how he wants Parliament to proceed. It will take around 1.5 hours, and the function will be over. But the real business of the House will commence on Wednesday, that is tomorrow. And during that time is now when we expect that the House Business Committee will meet to set the agenda for the House.
With regards to tensions in the unity government or coalition government, what do you expect in today's opening, especially with the meeting between the Prime Minister and the President failing to come on as scheduled?
We do not expect too much to come out of the President's speech other than diplo-speak, because we know what is preoccupying the two principals is a power struggle where, on the one hand, the Prime Minister wants to demonstrate to all and sundry that he's an equal partner in the Grand Coalition government, and on the other hand, the President wants to show that he is the big man. So we do not expect too much other than diplo-speak. It is going to be the House Business Committee that is going to now be able to set the agenda for the House, to the extent that if the House Business Committee is going to remain firm and strong, then the public can expect a lot. But if it is going to be open to manipulation, then I see a situation whereby the national agenda, which is expected, could easily be shadowed by sideshows. And by sideshows, I mean already there are attempts on one side of the coalition to try and give priority to a motion that will pave way for allowing the current Vice President to become the leader of government business in the House. Why I'm saying this is a sideshow is because, to our minds, the most important thing is the new constitution. To our minds, the second high-ranking issue is the tackling of corruption, and then finally the issue of post-election violence. Those are the priority issues at the moment.
How do you expect parliamentarians from both sides of the aisle to act, especially with ODM coming out last night saying that they are being blackmailed by the PNU?
Basically, what will happen is the usual divisions, but we have created a new something in the House called the Parliamentary Caucus on Reforms. This caucus, we hope, will be able to create a critical mass of members of Parliament who will make sure that the voice of reason will raise above the two divisions so as to pave way for the reform agenda led by the desire to have the new constitution being debated. It must be remembered by all and sundry that on 25th, the chairman of the Parliamentary Select Committee, Honorable Abdul Kadir, will be tabling on the floor of the House, on the table of the House, the constitution draft. So this should be able to give opportunity to the Parliamentary Caucus on Reforms to now push that particular agenda to be the priority of the House.
How do you expect the ongoing tensions within the unity government to affect Parliament as a whole?
Something very nice has happened today, that members of the PNU, led by three fairly strong young members of Parliament, Kabando wa Kabando, Cecily Mbarire, and Mwangi Chunjuri, have today released a strong statement condemning any attempt by the PNU side to create sideshows. So I'm hoping that we are going to start hearing such a strong voices of reason, so that, again, as I said, we create a critical mass that will make it impossible for the sideshows to overshadow the real people's agenda.
So what should Kenyans be expecting in today's parliament?
What they should expect is that the parliamentary caucus on reforms is going to lobby long and hard to make sure that it is our voice that will be loudest, which will mean we will address the issue of the new constitution.